WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRNradio.com.
And in the WNRN studios this morning, we've got Don't Tell Darlings. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to have you here. I had the opportunity of seeing you all perform at a holiday parade in downtown Charlottesville. I guess it was sometime last month. You guys were playing the Pavilion. So that was kind of a nice place, kind of debut of sorts to have you, you know, seen there. But how much have you been playing out in this area?
Well, I moved to Charlottesville about a year and a half ago, largely because Millie twisted my arm to come join the band. And so we've been playing every other week regularly at the Blue Moon Diner and occasionally at Dr. Ho's out in North Garden and a variety of other locations around the area.
When other things come up.
And so, well, if Millie was twisting your arm to come here, Megan.
It wasn't that hard.
Okay. So obviously, Millie, you moved here first. What brought you here to Central Virginia?
I've been here for about 5 years now. I'm doing a PhD at UVA in the English department. So I was down here taking classes and starting my dissertation and was talking to Megan about coming down for some of that time. So,
And how do you know Megan?
We met in undergrad in college, actually, and knew each other there and then got to know each other even better over the next few years as we had sort of aligning travels at different times and lived in Boston at the same time and got to know each other and play together there.
Where'd you go to school?
Carleton College in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. And when we lived in Boston, that was kind of the point when both of us sort of found Americana, old time, early American music. And Millie was about 2 years ahead of the curve, of my curve. And so she was learning a lot from some musicians there, and I was learning a lot from her. And that was when we first started singing together. It was in Boston. But it wasn't until I moved here that we really started playing as an entity.
And what were you guys playing before you took up old-time music? You guys were in a punk band or something?
Only.
I sang a lot of classical music in college. I was a classical singer and picked up the guitar largely because I was tired of going to gatherings and not being able to accompany myself. And then was listening to a lot of early like Celtic music and traditional Irish and Scottish music. And it was kind of through that I stumbled on Appalachian music and old time music. And then I was drawn in. Then there was no turning back.
And similarly, I had done some classical singing, and I believe we both had some a cappella years.
There were some a cappella years.
And then after college, I had also been into particularly excited about Scottish music and Irish music and had sort of come to bluegrass through that and then started having some of the gatherings that Megan was at, thinking about bringing that guitar to. So sort of through Celtic music.
Well, it's kind of interesting because obviously, if anyone knows the history of Appalachian music, that is exactly what mm-hmm. happened. It came from the immigrants from Ireland and Scotland, and they settled in the hills and, you know, put together the banjo from African Americans and created a whole, well, not completely different kind of music, but something that they could call their own.
Yeah, it's something really wholly American that felt like when I started playing and singing it, I felt like it was a coming home to, like, the genre that I've been waiting to find for a while, so.
Well, Don't Tell Darlings are my guests this morning. They're going to have their CD release party Friday night at Blue Moon Diner. How about if we get a preview of things to come Friday?
Sounds good.
Sure.
This tune is a song by Uncle Dave Macon called Gone Across the Sea. My pretty little love, I'm going across the sea.
WNRN. We got some live old-time music happening in the WNRN studios this morning with Don't Tell Darlings. Millie's playing the clawhammer banjo, and Megan is on guitar. And I make the distinction about clawhammer because that is, you know, an old-time way of playing it. And have you ever tried the kind of the Earl Scruggs style of banjo with the rolling and everything?
I believe I have worn the picks once or twice.
You've worn the picks.
But to say that I've even tried the three-finger style would be a bit of an exaggeration.
Well, what do you think is harder? Some people say that clawhammer is actually harder, and other people say that the Scruggs style is harder.
I'm not sure. I found for some reason the rhythm of the Scruggs style, singing over it, to be trickier somehow. When I started playing, I started out playing rhythm guitar, banjo, rhythm guitar, bluegrass music, and when I started playing clawhammer banjo, there's something about it that just caught my heart in a different way than the guitar ever had, and it was clawhammer that I first really responded to. So I guess I'm not sure. It always felt more natural to me.
We've got the Don't Tell Darlings live in the WNRN studios. They've got a CD release party at Blue Moon Diner coming up on Friday night. Well, Uncle Dave, Megan, I think that's a pretty safe place to start if you're going to be doing old-time music. Actually, kind of like, to me, it's kind of a litmus test for me. If they know anything about American music or old-time music, you know, if they haven't heard of Uncle Dave Macon, then...
You're in trouble.
Well, they don't know what they're talking about. Well, the other thing was kind of interesting to me is Loudon Wainwright's newest project was the Charlie Poole Project. Have you listened to that at all, or have listened to any of Charlie Poole's music?
I have been
not
recommended
much.
Charlie Poole by
yeah,
several people and have not yet picked him up.
Well, that's kind of an interesting interpretation, and you know, songs. Truly, just as much as Uncle Dave Macon's are kind of part of American music and recognizable songs, but kind of, you know, unfortunate story. I don't remember what happened with Uncle Dave Macon, but Charlie Poole, like, he went on a 13-week binge and died. It's like, wow, that's, you know, I think that tops, like, even what Hank did to himself.
Yeah. I think Uncle Dave Macon, like, may still be in a, like, armchair somewhere laughing crotchetedly and still playing his banjo. I can't imagine that man ever dying.
It would have been his, like, 136th birthday this year.
Yeah, no, he's
like
in
that.
The hills somewhere, for sure.
We've got Don't Tell Darlings here in WNRN Studios. Well, Uncle Dave Macon, obviously a part of your repertoire. Where else do you go and find your music? Do you have particular people that you listen to? Are there recordings? Imagine to a certain degree you might have actually purchased the Harry Smith collection and checked that out.
Got some of that. The way that we sometimes think of it and talk about it is that it seems a little bit to us like a Depression era mixtape with some things thrown in from a little later too. That you know, old time is certainly one of the ways that we play, but there are a lot of other influences and artists, and you know, we've certainly been pretty heavily influenced by Doc Watson and the Carter Family and play some a lot of Hazel Dickens and Alistair Ard's songs. But then we also like, you know, this next song that we're going to play is one of the sort of top of the charts 1953 country hits. So that's certainly another strain that we play. Several different influences, I think.
All right. Well, let's hear this 1953 hit done here by the Don't Tell Darlings. What's the name of this one?
It's called I've Forgotten More, and it's by the Davis Sisters.
I've forgotten more than you ever know about him. You think you know the smile on his lips, the thrill at the touch of his fingertips, but I've forgotten more than you ever know. You didn't care how you hurt me.
WNRN with Don't Tell Darlings live in the WNRN studios. They'll be playing at the Blue Moon Diner Friday night for their CD release party. And they walked in a copy to me this morning. It's called Fix Your Wagon. And 14 songs, all sorts of things on here. We were talking a little bit about influenced by being like Doc Boggs. And you got A.P. Carter on here. And of course, Old Bell Reed. I don't think, you know, a good old-time record would be complete without High in a Mountain, actually. I've heard many, many versions of that, but I can always hear another one. But when you guys come, let's say you settle on Old Bell Reed's High on a Mountain, so how do you go about doing the arrangements and working out the songs?
I think a lot of it, you know, we do some of these songs are sourced because we're at a concert and we hear them once and we're like, that's a song we want to do. And sometimes they're a song that Millie and I have heard three different versions of and have a real affinity for. So for High in a Mountain, that was one that I brought to the table. We both kind of have some matriarchal figures that we're pretty attracted to, and Olive Bell Reed is definitely one of them in terms of this music. And a lot of it is from where we're at as musicians, picking up the tune, seeing how it kind of naturally comes out of our instruments. And the vocal stuff is a lot of just improvisation, that as we're singing the tune, improvising harmonies. And then we get into a more clear way of arranging, say, like, okay, there's going to be harmony here, or we're going to take a break and do it a halftime slower and then come in faster. So that comes in later, but a lot of it starts to evolve.
A lot of trial and error of just sort of playing it and thinking, oh, no, and then playing it again thinking, yes, until it clicks in.
And it definitely, we found, the nice thing about playing regularly every other week for the last year, basically, has been that we have found these songs have a life of their own, and that a song comes in and it reaches kind of a peak of where we're best expressing it, and then we sort of get a little bored of it, or it sort of loses its shine, and so we put it away and we pull out another thing that's kind of coming up in the ranks, and then it'll actually experience a renaissance. You know, 6 months later, we could say, oh, we haven't sung that song, we haven't sung High on a Mountain forever, and then pick it up again, and suddenly it's brand new again. So that's been a really nice thing about playing over the long term, is how those songs have an evolution.
Well, do you find that some of these songs that, you know, are well known, you find that your audience sings along with you?
Definitely, mm-hmm. Especially at the Blue Moon, because we've been there for so long. We do a version of Police, which is kind of a classic old time tune, with a lot of verses about drinking and general troublemaking, and there's a lot of joining in on that particular song. So,
We've got Don't Tell Darlings here in the WNRN studios this morning. Their CD release party is at the Blue Moon Diner on Friday night. Another tune for us, ladies?
Sure.
What's next?
Oh, Mona?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of songs that have gone through an evolution, I've heard a few versions of this one and really like this one and took it up. So.
Called Oh, Mona.
Oh, Mona, you shall be free, hallelujah. Oh, Mona, you shall be free. When the good Lord sets you free.
I saw Sally when she went out. Oh, Mona, I saw Sally take out her wrap. Oh, Mona, lock the door and hide the key. Oh, Mona, she's mighty sharp, but you can't fool me. Oh, Mona. Oh, Mona, you shall be free, hallelujah. Oh, Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Now, Misto says you treated me mean. Oh, Mona, I'm tired of living like pork and beans. Oh, Mona, she might be warm, but I don't know. Oh, Mona, she ain't so warm till it melts the snow. Oh, Mona, oh, Mona, you shall be free,
WNRN Live Music with the Don't Tell Darlings. Their CD release party is Friday night at the Blue Moon Diner. We're just going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with more music and conversation in just a minute. WNRN Studio, Don't Tell Darlings are going to have a CD release party for their CD called Fix Your Wagon coming up on Friday night. And we've got Megan and Millie here playing live, and we've got one more tune live. But let's talk a little bit about making this CD. So you've been playing every other night at the Blue Moon Diner, kind of honing the tunes, and then you said, gotta make a CD.
Well,
first everybody, well, we were playing and people kept being like, so do you guys have a CD?
It's true. And the lizard thought, well, sort of grows the size of its cage as a musician, that as much time as you have, you find that that's what you spend. So we thought, well, maybe we should make a demo. And we'll just see what happens. And so we went in to make this demo with our friend Dave Cosper, who's the bass player in Whiskey Rebellion, and a fine musician and a very fine sound artist. And he had a home set up, and we went in to do a demo, and we blew through twice as many songs as we were planning on doing. And he said, well, maybe you guys should come back for another session. And so we did, and we ended up with these 14 tracks. And he did all the work on the CD himself. He did the mixing and mastering, and there it was. Mm-hmm. Suddenly.
So just two sessions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys could get a gold star for that.
And, you know, the tracks turned out really, really well. So we're really, really pleased with it. Mm-hmm. We took it on tour in New England last June and ran out of copies. So we're happy to be doing our official opening in Charlottesville.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Well, good for you.
Do you have anything else to say about that, Millie? Because I really jumped in there.
I'm 100% for all of that.
Well, we've got Millie and Megan here. Don't Tell Darlings live in the WNRN studios. One more tune for us, ladies. What are you going to play?
Well, this next one, Summit, we do a number of original songs. I do a lot of songwriting as well, and this one's called Indiana Star. I guess that's it.
I'm
WNRN with live music from the Don't Tell Darlings. They've got a brand new album that's coming out, Fix Your Wagon. They're going to have a CD release party at Blue Moon Diner, kind of their home, so to speak, musical home here in Charlottesville, Friday night. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in. It was really a delight to have you here and hear you sing and play live. And good luck on this new CD.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
And we're going to play a tune directly from it. This is from Fix Your Wagon from Don't Tell Darlings. And this is Till I Get Home. This is another one that you wrote, Millie.
That's right, yep.
So cool. All right. Well, thanks again.